Hey NetFitters, welcome to week 3 of NetFit Couch to Court program. I'm NetFit Sarah and today we are going through the 80 second jog and the 60 second walk. Now you guys know the drill by now if you've completed our first two podcasts, is that we are welcoming Paul McKinnon, our running coach, to tell us a little bit about how our technique can really improve our running, but it's a great way to spend the next 5 minutes of our walking warm-up. So away you go, your time starts now.
Hi group, welcome to week 3 of our Couch to Court and your running-based tips. This week we're going to focus on the shoulders. Now I'm sure many of you have heard about relax through the shoulders, keep loose through your shoulders, but what does that really mean? Now often we'll see a lot of people think that they are relaxing through the shoulders, but they're actually just relaxed through their wrists and their hands, and that feels like this is nice and floppy, but doing nothing to do with the shoulders. Now that self-awareness portion is like, do you hold tension? And if you do hold tension in your shoulders, where do you hold it? Now for the majority of us, we will actually hold tension through your traps, which is the top or the base, sorry, the top of the shoulders or the base of the neck, or the rhomboid, which is in between the shoulder blades. Now the easiest way to think about your shoulder blades is if you start to run and you close the gap between your shoulder blades, to get a good understanding if you're holding a fair bit of tension through your shoulders. The other way is if you feel like you are shrugging or pulling up through the shoulders, you know you're actually holding a fair bit of tension. The third way is if you go running and at the end of the run your shoulders are more fatigued than your legs, there's a fair chance you are holding a lot of tension through the shoulders. So, how do we fix this? We need to focus on where you hold your tension. So rather than just thinking relaxed and thinking loose, we want to think about, let's switch off a particular muscle or open up that gap that you are closing. So if it is the scapulas, so the shoulder blades, if you do feel like they close, what I want you to think about is as you are standing still, just let that gap or that space open up and be nice and neutral. Now this is not to be confused with rounding your shoulders or collapsing through your torso. This is literally going from a tight and tense position to a loose position. The other one, if you feel it more in the traps, it will be a little bit more up and back. So it's allowing yourself to drop and open a little bit. We are always trying to find a neutral position. So I don't want you to think about spreading that gap or dropping past your neutral position. We just want to get into that neutral position. So from there, we can keep relaxed, we can keep switched off through your muscles, and then you can swing freely rather than trying to swing through tension. So we're trying to open that position, drop and open that position, and then stay nice and loose. If you ever feel when you are running, you can kind of pull back through here. Now the two times it will happen is when you start to get fatigued or when you start to try and run faster. All it is a matter of switch back off again. And off you go. As always, enjoy your run. Can't wait till next week.
Thank you, Paul. So it's all about our shoulders. It is a great reminder. We could have been running for years and no one's ever taught us this stuff. So thank you so much. Hopefully all these little tips can make a huge difference when we get out on the track. Guys, keep up your walk and keep up your warm up. I'll check back in with you when we are ready to start jogging. You're always on my mind. Okay, Netfitters, we are starting in 10 seconds. Now, it is our first jog for week 3, so I want you to think about playing the long game. Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, here we go. Quarter 1. We've come out for a center pass. I don't know what you're playing. I'm thinking wing attack. Always thinking about depth on second phase after the ball. All right, so wherever you play on the netball court or played, think about that position right now as you're jogging. Think about how it felt, all the tips you learnt if you were playing right now, what you would be doing in this first quarter. Great job. Now, as you're cruising through this first block, it is 80 seconds, so you'll feel a slight increase from last week. But that's what this is all about, training your body to grow. And the recovery time is the same. Ultimately, we want to really reduce our heart rate in that recovery time. So a slight increase in our run is going to get us fit. All right, here we go. Going into our walk in 10 seconds. Great job. Finish it off to the finish line. 3, 2, resting. 60 seconds is yours. Walk it out, pace yourself, big deep breath. Starting our jog in 10 seconds, this is block number 2. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Alright, here we go. Alright, this story time. I was thinking, what other fun things can I tell you where I've just chipped away? One foot in front of the other. Well, it was a Vixen pre-season and we went on a hike and we were deprived of sleep. By the way, it's the year we won the premiership, so it worked. But we didn't even know where we were ending up. We had no idea at the top of the mount if we were going to finish. But we were just told, don't overthink it. You've just got to get up there with all your teammates. Meanwhile, we're carrying this esky and a fish in that esky. All in ice, of course. So we're thinking, is this what we're going to eat? Anyway, I remember walking for 3 hours and everyone started to question and get second guess, like, what are we doing? Where are we going? And the team chat got really real. But we all then started to tell each other, we'll think of something. Think of something to get us through. And I remember it so clearly. I was just thinking about what I was going to eat at the end. So whatever does it for you, this is what you're going to use in your run today. Think about what you're going to reward yourself with after this jog. Finishing in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fantastic. Give yourself 60 seconds rest. You deserve it. All right, block 3's coming up in 10 seconds. Shuffle, stride, jog it out, whatever your body is telling you to do. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 80 seconds. You've got this. Chunk it down. Think about your shoulders. Think about those hands. Where's your awareness? Looking around. Feeling good. I don't know about you, but this number three, I'm not tired at this stage, so I'm like, I'm cruising. I'm feeling good. You guys could be thinking to yourself, don't talk, Sarah. Put my head down, get it done. Now you come along and brightened up my world. In my heart I feel it, I'm that special kind of girl. Seconds, keep it up, jog it all the way. 5, 4, 3, 2, and resting. Great job. 60 seconds, take a break, but walk it out. Before we start our fourth set, get yourself in the game, head ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Great job. Step, step. Awesome. This little story is about a time that a coach said to me, Sarah, today you looked like a wilting flower. And it was in my very early state teams, and it really blew me away. And I used to think to myself, I would never be a wilting flower. I was intense, if anything, but she was right. I didn't come with my A game, or I didn't hold my body in a confident way through that training session. And I went home and I really analyzed and I thought, well, if my coach is seeing that, what do I have to do to adjust? So this is the same thing about running or confidence walking into a room or the way we approach our netball team next year. Standing tall, oppositions beside us will look at our body language. So this jog, I want you to think about how you show up. What are you telling the room when you walk in? What are you telling your opponent? And that day, I learned so much. I've never let it leave me in work, in anything. I've never wanted to show up looking like I could fade on not only my teammates, but my opposition saw me as fading. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and resting. Great job. Well done. 60 seconds is yours. Walk it out. Big deep breath. Stretch if you need. Seconds. We're going to get into our fifth set. Great job. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Jog it out. Now, some of you might be just ticking your feet. Others might want to stride. You might be feeling that improvement. Now, halftime of the run, and it's halftime of the game in our head. You've been brought off the bench. And when you're an impact player, you have to be watching your opponent those quarters before. You got to watch their weakness. You got to see where they drive. So when you come onto that court, you're thinking to yourself, I've found out your tricks and they don't know yours. So think about coming off the bench, thinking about the role that you play for your team, and think about how you're going to win the game. Come on, step it out. Each time you put that one foot forward, you're adding to your game. You're adding to your team game. And you know what? You'll defend better because you'll be fit. Here we go. Ten, nine, eight, all the way to the finish line. You've got it. Keep pushing. Sometimes you want to pull up before the buzzer. Not here. Not today. Good. Three, two, one. Resting. 60 seconds is yours. Walk it out. Starting in 10 seconds, we're going into our sixth set. Five, four, three, two, one. Here we go. Great job. Now, in this little block, we're going to talk about visualization. It's something that I learned later in my career. If you're driving to netball or you're sitting on the side watching another game before you actually play, just think about your game. What do you do really well? They used to say to me, pick three parts of your game that you dominate and then close your eyes and see yourself doing that on repeat. So you go into the game already played, because we all know it takes us a while to warm up in the first quarter. So maybe try that trick when you get to season next year.
Mr. Sex Opie makes me this, brings me up, brings me down. Dancing sweet makes me move like a freak. Mr. Sex Opie, make me this.
Great job, guys. 10 seconds to go here, and then you get to walk, push it out. You've got it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and resting. 60 seconds. Chill. Drop those shoulders. Drop the arms. Big deep breath. Great work.
Sexy boy, set me free. Don't be so shy, play with me. My dirty boy, can't you see that you belong next to me?
In 10 seconds, we're going to get into our seventh set. My dirty boy, can't you see that you belong? In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Number 7, and we're going to talk about how to change the game. So it could be any quarter. I want you to think about thinking, what are we going to do to change it up, to change the momentum of the other team? So, a couple of tricks that I learned. Set up a different center pass. I'd always go to do a wide. So always think about change. What can you change? Blocking up the momentum of their run is defending heavily and stopping their drive. So think about little things. When you're fit, when you're healthy, when you're ready to step back out on that court, this is where you're like, how can I outsmart the opposition? Yeah, 10, 9, all the way, keep going, 5, 4, all the way to that line, keep pushing, 2, and rest. Great job. 60 second walking your time. Enjoy the tunes. Hit our eighth set. Ready? In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, that little shuffle. 1 foot in front of the other. Chunk it down. We are now into our last quarter. Great job. This little chat though, I'm gonna talk about momentum, is a brilliant thing. Winning, work, your fitness, if you are starting to get on a roll, nothing stops that. So when you feel a bit of momentum, grab onto it. It's like when a ball is rolling down a hill. Once it's on a roll, there is nothing stopping that. And that's what you guys are going to feel like. You're up to that point right now with week 3. And that's momentum. Sometimes you've got to create your own momentum. That's what I do. But sometimes when I'm really on fire and I'm on a roll, whoo! It's so easy to roll with. Keep going, guys. Great job, guys. 60 seconds. Big deep breath. You've got 2 to go. You've got this. You are nearly at the finish line.
I've been watching you. You've been hurting too. You give all your love. Nothing left to show. I have been there too. Alone in my despair. Watching life go by.
Starting our ninth running block in 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, let's go. 1 foot, 1 foot, 1 foot. That's all you got to think about. Keep those eyes up. Keep those arms tucked in. Shoulders relaxed. And think back to what I said about momentum. It is so true, and it's something that if you can create that momentum for yourself with fitness, it has given me so much confidence in my life. It's not about being stick skinny. It's not about what you look like. For me, it's about how I feel. And when I'm feeling fit, I'm not as tired. When I'm feeling fit, I defend better. When I'm feeling fit, I stand a lot taller with confidence. So this is what you're here for. You are on a mission to get there. Let's go. Ten, 9. All the way to the line. You know the drill. Don't stop before the buzzer. That's not what we're about here at NetFit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and resting. Great job, guys. All right, this is your last 60 second walk before you have to run. so enjoy it. Big deep breath. You've got one more block of 80 seconds to go.
You went out without me. Looking be so cruel, say goodbye, darling. So out of the blue, see you on the west side.
She's waiting. Last set coming up in 10 seconds. Let's give it everything we got. In 5, 4, 3, 2, here we go. Remember those smiles. You, we're running our last set for today. Here we go. Now, this is when we're winning. We are up by 7 goals. And you know when you take the pressure off and you start to put some long balls in? That's what I want you to think about. You're getting fit. You're seeing these sessions out. Great job. I don't care how slow you're going. And if you're going really quick, that's awesome too. Let's go. Push it out.
Cry me a river. You can be so cruel, it's making me shiver. Feeling like a fool, see you on the west side. She's waiting there for you, now I got nothing. Cause I ain't got you. 1, 2, 3, it was all a dream, so you disappeared in the atmosphere. I'm crying in myself to sleep, cause I never, ever, ever felt so deep. Trying to win this fight for you all, I know I'm gonna lose. 1, 2, 3, it was all a dream,
all
so you disappeared.
All the way, 10 seconds till we finish our very last run. Good job, guys. 5, 4, all the way, 3, 2, and 1. Netfitters, walk it out. 60 seconds of walking just to make sure we have finished our block, our training block. You have done a great job again today. I don't care if you walked a little parts of it or ran or whatever you did. If you're listening to the end of this podcast, you've made it through. I want to thank you for spending your time with NetFit today. I love hearing how you guys are going. If you drop me a line on Instagram at NetFitSarah, or my new passion is TikTok, unfortunately for people that think I'm grown up, I will reply. I'll check in. I'll make sure you feel supported because you guys are committing. And when you commit to something, you do need support. So just know I'm here. Look after your body. Look after your mental health. Make sure you are sleeping. When you're putting your body through stress of training, you do start to get more hungry, need more sleep. So just make sure you're listening to your body in this way. We love you sharing your progress on NetFit, but don't feel pressured to do that either. We just want to make sure that you guys are feeling confident and comfortable. This program is built for people that have probably got big goals to get back to a certain fitness level. But as you guys know, it just takes baby steps. Running and running fit is hard to achieve without consistency. So well done, guys, for committing to do this week 3 times, and you should feel really proud of yourself. 10 more seconds of walking it out and then you are free. You can do your stretching, take a selfie, call your friend, brag, I don't mind. 3, 2, and 1. Great job, guys. Proud of you all. I look forward to sharing week 4 with you next week. Make sure you tune into the NetFit podcast and follow everything we're up to on socials. NetFit app will have our next prehab program up, so make sure you check it out and strengthen that body. Take care, and I'll see you soon.